Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Whoa, welcome back to Hat Chat, the podcast, episode 85, with your hosts. I'm Chris Trott.
Hi, Chris Trott. My name's Ross Hornby. I'm also a host.
Doi, it's me, Al Smithy, Alex Smith, coming to you in your ears. How's everyone doing today?
Very good.
Okay, yeah.
Average.
Not too bad.
It's episode 85, Trott's... and tomorrow's Chris Trott's birthday.
It is, yeah. Trott's birthday tomorrow. You feel older?
Yeah. Be weird if I didn't, I guess.
Yeah. The passage of time continues.
Yeah,
tick,
I mean.
Talk.
Tick.
It becomes less relevant, like the age number specifically as you get older.
Mm.
It's just more of a bracket, a demographic. It's like, am I in the old demographic yet, or am I in the current, like... Like, which one is the one that has a vulnerable immune system? Is that the one I need to worry about?
That's terrible.
I got 30 more years. What?
I mean, like, you're right, but it's also just like, you only care because you're, like, getting into it. Like, oh, hold on. Wait a minute. I need to remember which one I need to... Do I need to care yet? Oh, no, I don't need to care yet. No.
Do I need to ask a doctor to stick his finger at my bum yet?
Oh,
you should be doing
specifics?
That anyway, just for fun.
What? Sorry? Just doing it for fun. Usually just popping fingers up in your bottom every day.
Yeah, I tend to be able to feel it with my tongue.
Wow, you can get down there with your tongue. That's amazing flexibility.
Thank you.
Is your tongue just really long, or are you extremely flexible?
I've got a tongue like a giraffe. Have you seen them strip?
They have
you seen them strip branches of leaves?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I have seen that before. Do they have like really rough tongues as well, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'd say
cows do
giraffes before.
Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Also, you should know. You're an expert.
Well, I didn't touch the tongue. It looked quite dry, though.
Did you kiss it?
Touching is kissing.
Oh,
so, no.
Man. Touching is kissing. What on earth are you saying?
Well, he said, did you touch it? I said, no. Did you kiss it? I say, touching is kissing.
Oh, right. I was just imagining...
I thought you said yes to touching. I
just was imagining you, like, putting your hand on its nose and being like, we've kissed now. Like, we've touched, we've kissed.
And Gerald, to your mind.
I kissed with my fingers.
We are one.
Right. Today, we've got some weird, I'm not going to lie to you, hypotheticals suggested to us via our Patreon supporters, patreon.com/hatfilms. You might get a kick out of it today. You might, but it's silly. The silly ones. So if you would like to read the most voted one by our patrons today, that would be great.
Patreon number one is, you have a baby and a microwave. For every second you turn the microwave on with the baby in it, you get $1 million. How many seconds would you microwave the baby? Now, this presumes that you care about the baby.
Well,
so if you didn't care about the baby, you'd microwave a baby, is what you're saying.
Yes. I'd just go full whole hog. If it was like baby Hitler, you'd put that thing up on 3 minutes, 900 watts, wouldn't you? You'd bake that potato.
I'd go 600.
600 minutes or
merciless. You merciless 600 bastard. 600 watts.
It's baby Hitler, guys.
I think that there's a lot of parameters. There's a lot of things that need to happen for this to be okay.
Right.
One, is anyone else with you, and who's offering this money to you? Because that's the fact. The factor is, who's giving you the money? Who's watching?
You had a crackly phone call. Anonymous, like, it's definitely a pitch-down voice. It's crackly, and right. It's on landline, which is weird, because you didn't realize you had one in your home. But it rung with, like, the old-school, like, bell ringtone. You pick it up, and it's like...
of billionaires. You know? Yeah. It is. It's a cabal of billionaires.
With you. They're toying with you. They've got a tap line.
I don't reckon a second. I'd Google how many seconds a human could tolerate a microwave.
Right.
Because...
And then I'd hack your computer and make it present a page that I've made. So it's just like ages, mate. Loads of time.
It's good for a baby, actually.
A good hour is fine.
Get a good dose of radioactive waste.
Ooh, just wrap it in tinfoil.
I think...
Put some metal in there.
If you're even considering it, you're crazy. Yeah. And you should have serious reflective thoughts.
I mean... The point of this is to consider this idea. If we're just
again, this is why I'm googling. How long can you withstand that?
Because
I could probably do it for
private tab.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, private tab. NordVPN on. I would just want to make sure that it's not damaging in any way. Just so that there's no, because if I could do it for free in terms of not damaging the baby, maybe for like if it's like, oh, you could probably withstand a good minute, I'll be like, all right, 2 seconds.
I don't think that's you need to Google it, Ross. Have you seen how many warning labels are on microwaves?
Nah. There's not many. Definitely, you can microwave not a person enough. For a small amount of time. Yeah.
How many microwaves say don't put metal in them on the front?
Have you seen a microwave that says don't put metal in it? Metal in mine. Mine doesn't have a spinning plate. It just has like a box.
It's different technology.
It's actually really annoying because those microwave popcorn bags, they have to be rotated, it turns out. So if you don't have a rotating base microwave, you can't cook that popcorn, which devastated me. I can put metal spoons in hot drinks because it helps to sort of radiate the heat through the liquid.
I know.
Crazy, right? But I reckon a person could survive. If I was going to put my child in a microwave,
go on. Give us a number.
I think just a second. 1 second.
Okay, 1 second. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because I was thinking 1 second, you can probably go, oh, shit, I just realized I put the baby in the baby just crawled in, the door shut, and it went for a second.
Bam, it's a lot easier, though.
That's a narrative.
It's However, hard to I do will... a second.
It's hard to do just 1 second.
Do you
second.
Want to say, if you're being efficient... No, well, maybe I guess you could just stop it, but also you could just hit the 30 seconds and that's 30 mil, isn't it, really?
I'll tell you something here. I googled it. I've googled it, guys.
You've googled it.
Okay. So one baby survived, though with severe burns. This has happened. This is like a Russian website. So I don't know.
Did you do quite quickly?
Extreme burns, 10 to 20 seconds.
Right.
Two minutes will be death.
So you got ages.
Well, more than 20 seconds is
what other damage is there? Because microwaves penetrate.
Yeah, this was severe burns. This is all this says. Severe burns, and they're fine now. But yeah, that's the fact that that's even been a thing is actually fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Because this is obviously a theoretical idea. However, we have an answer. And I'm actually just not going to do it.
Not going to do what?
I'm not putting the baby in. The conversion rate for dollars to pounds now as well. Think about it. Like, what are you really making?
You're literally putting a baby in the oven in the wrong way. But you're getting so much money out of it. And you know
happens? Sure.
Babies literally grow on trees. You can just make another one.
Trees.
You can just make another trees, mate. Babies are infinite.
We need another. The hypothetical. Where do babies come from? Chris Trott edition.
Well, they grow, don't they, at the ground?
They do grow. They don't grow on the ground like a fucking root vegetable.
Well, I do.
Cabbage patch doll.
Trot grow out of the ground like a potato. What are you talking about?
Like a potato.
Yeah, he was
He's born. What will we call him?
Trot.
Well, that's weird. That's,
no, we can't call him that. What will we call him around people? Christopher?
Then he trips. He says, Christ!
He needs a...
We'll call him Chris.
Needs a first name. Yeah, you just see a potato just just wiggling weirdly in the crop field. It's like, that's weird. And then suddenly the eyes open on the like potato skin, and you see my eyes, my mud eyes looking back. And that's how I was born.
Jesus.
Like amazing.
Really fucking weird, like Victorian style children's shows, you know, like you are like the Samoyed coming out of the ground, you know,
like a really horrible Muppet.
And then right next to you, but didn't come out of the ground for a few more years, was Craig's head, another little potato. Craig's little potato head pops out
he
the ground
a few years later, but he was in the same crop field.
Oh guys,
it's a beautiful moment.
That's a dark story. I found. I can't believe that was real. That was in 2012 as well. Apparently, there are 3 recorded cases of this happening in real life.
What, people getting microwaved?
Babies being microwaved, yeah.
Specifically, babies being
microwaved. In this scenario, they did it for 2 minutes.
You can't fit much more than a baby in a microwave.
Oh, God, imagine finding a baby dead in your microwave.
I don't think we should... Yeah, we didn't even talk about it. But basically, after reading that, I felt an immediate sense of
the reality
that I would even consider putting anything living.
Well, it'd just be a nightmare to clean your microwave afterwards, and you'd be like, oh,
it's a bloody mess. Next time I go to microwave my soup, look at that.
There's a baby in there. I've had to wipe baby off the roof of my microwave again.
Exactly.
This all tastes like baby.
That's my baby. No, but yeah, three times that's happened, that's fucked up.
That's pretty messed up.
No more.
All right,
stop
fine.
It.
I won't do it.
Stop it.
Not even for a million, for a second. Fine.
No. I mean, I think it's a no go, and I don't know where that's happening because I don't know who's the adjudicator saying, okay, that's 1 second, one clean second, brilliant, take the baby out. That's one minute for you. So, the police are on their way. Like when? Like, will you be arrested for that as a crime?
What for, micro?
For microwaving the baby and then gaining $1 million suddenly. They go, oh, there's a strange thing in your bank account. You've received $1 million and say, what happened that day? Oh, I microwaved the baby for a second. You're a criminal. In many ways, probably.
Straight away.
Yeah, you're straight away. You're at the bank. You're like, where's this come from? Well, have you ever tried microwaving a baby? It's like, well, no, I haven't tried.
Also, where's the local Robert Dice? Because I've got an appliance to return.
I've got a standard microwave to refund. It's broken.
Well, we can move
on. Too many parameters. I'm saying no.
Ross is saying no. Thank you, Ross.
Just because it makes us look better, but on the sly, let's all microwave babies.
Yeah, we're going to tell our audience that, nah, of course you wouldn't microwave a baby, but I reckon good 19 seconds, safe bet.
Oh, 19? Fuck me. Jesus Christ. 20 was their top end.
Safe bet. Are we going to get that thing like...
You'll see us in the next hatch out with like...
Misinformation warning.
Diamond chains. maybe, yeah.
That didn't happen.
Does that apply to jokes as well? I guess it should.
Don't microwave a baby. Simple.
The populace is getting dumber as we speak.
So. True. That's true. Everything
maybe
is
that
warning
is there for a reason. It was a joke, but...
We are joking.
Just don't do it. Please don't microwave anything living. It's horrible.
Anyway, second hypothetical. What is it?
Oh.
Go on, Ross. You say one.
I'll read it. Yeah, sure. Patreon, thank you very much for this. If you could have 1 hour of honest conversation with anyone, who would you choose to talk to and what would you ask them?
So there's a Russian guy. That I'd have an honest hour conversation with, like, why did you microwave that baby?
I don't even know if you want to spend any time with those type of people. There's clearly there's something wrong.
No. I don't know. An honest conversation. I'd probably pick someone that... Smith will pick someone that knows about alien stuff, like an ex-president.
Yeah, I'd say one of the two premiers of either China or Russia is probably a good shout for that. Because the thing is about America is I don't know whether necessarily, and in the UK as well with the prime ministers and presidents of those two countries, I don't know whether they necessarily get told everything. I think that because of the nature of like democratically changing leaders, that certain things are generally withheld until needed to know. But with a more... Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I think the leader of China is elected by the party, and Putin as well obviously has to keep people happy. But I imagine that when you have these more autocratic societies, the breadth of information available to them is probably wider. So
they
I'd probably be interested to hear what exactly they're thinking about over the next few years.
Putin would be interesting in general.
It would be interesting, yeah.
Not for obviously. Not
so he has to tell the truth. This is a lie situation.
Yeah, he has to be honest for an hour. Mm. So you could literally get a lot of information out of Vladimir Putin.
I feel there's a flaw in Liar. Have you seen the film Liar with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Do you feel there's any flaws in the sense that, like, he doesn't have to lie, but he doesn't have to speak?
Yeah. It's the same with Invention of Lying by Ricky Gervais. Yeah. Like, everyone's just verbal diarrhea-ing all their truths.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's an entertaining way to do it. I'm just saying that that's like, there's points where he just has to tell the truth and he just blurts everything out. And it's just like, well, yeah, but like, just no. Is that, that's part of the lie. Maybe that's, you need to be truthful. Therefore, your honesty is, I'm going to tell them. But
you're right. Yeah. But I guess nobody's worked out how to make an engaging story or film without that caveat of why is everyone blurting out all the shit that they, but I mean, they are both kind of garbage films as well. Like,
I think Lila is all right.
Lila is
a throwaway comedy
because it's Jim Carrey's performance, I think, which, you know,
whereas I actually thought Invention of Lying was awful.
Yeah. I thought so as well.
It's really bad.
I didn't mind that film. Yeah.
It was just another way you could just have another swing at religion. And I think that's fine. Sure. But it's just done in such a kind of poor way, I thought. And also just Jennifer Garner's character was terrible.
I don't remember.
Again, it was it was the same case of, do you have to say those horrible things? So because you don't lie, you just say horrible shit to people all the time.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Is that acceptable? So manners are out the window because you can't lie.
Yeah, it's pretty
terrible
flawed.
Film. Don't recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Don't recommend it. I reckon
anyway,
you could exploit this question.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Quite heavily. Because you could be like, an hour of honest conversation could be someone dead, could be a deity, could be the owner of the simulation we're all in. So you could be like, I want to ask the person that's created our reality, I want to speak with them for an hour. And that would both, A, confirm we're in a simulation.
that would suddenly appear.
If it doesn't connect with anybody, whether we're not in the simulation. So it's like two birds with one stone. And then I do get through to someone that created the reality or whatever entity it is, I can then figure out, like, what the hell is going on? Why? Why did you do that? Why? Why have you created this
reality?
I mean,
it's a very clever way of doing it. But I do think that, you'd have to put the caveat of you have to name the person that you're going to do this to. Like, just saying, like, whatever has done this is a bit too OP, in my opinion. But it's a clever way of doing it. It's a good way of doing it if that is the rules. How about you, Ross? What would you do?
I'm just trying to think of what you'd achieve from speaking to people like Putin and stuff. Because, what answers are we hoping to get from them in their honesty?
The biggest.
I'm just starting to slowly take over country by country. As the years go on, I'm going to try and take over everything. Mm-hmm. Is that what I want to hear?
Well,
do
I mean,
care?
Not just that. I'm also thinking that, like, the higher up you go in the food chain of government, of the hierarchy of society, if you want to call it that. I don't want to sound too like, but the higher you go up, the more information is available to those people. So for me, they're just an information source. It's not that I particularly care about, like, certain
things.
Trying
to change the world,
but
you just want an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I'm looking for the same reason that people like speaking to presidents, that people would much rather listen to, you know, a person that's done something that's affected a lot of people versus a toddler. You know, that's all I thought. But I mean, equally, you know, I'd love to speak to Einstein, I'd love to speak to Darwin, I'd love to speak to David Attenborough.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's probably good.
Like, there are all sorts of scientists that I would love to talk to in a candid way. But yeah, would I extract anything because they had to be honest? I don't think so. I'd find out whether Carol Baskin was lying, you know? Where's your goddamn husband, Carol?
You'd go to Carol Baskin.
She fed her to
season three. Tigers. Gets made because of that.
I guess if you're looking for someone who you definitely need to get the truth out of, you would be seeking, you know, people who've lied a lot publicly or lied to you personally. just to eke that out of them. Or, you know, because I mean, my first instinct is to go to someone like, you know, Trump, where like there were lies left, right, and center. You want to kind of almost find out like what was that all for? Mm-hmm. What do you gain from that? And obviously, we can see how there is, you know, pluses and minuses to his career for those things. But I don't think I'd get much out of him by saying that. So maybe it wouldn't be as entertaining. I'd love to have a conversation with Robin Williams. Sounds he'd be an interesting person to speak to, regardless of the honesty element. But yeah, I don't know really. God, it's difficult because I think I'm leaning more towards just politicians and people in power who have all this power over an entire like country, and like what their motivations are. Exactly. Like right now in our in UK, like
mindset,
we've got a lot of shit going on in our government. And it'd be nice to know the truth behind a lot of this stuff to see where
why is it all worth
all of
it?
This chaos is what's all happening here.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd quite like to speak to you.
Whether it would please me or not, I don't know.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh yeah, the creator of Scientology.
Yeah. It's like why are you doing this, you crazy sod? Or Tom Cruise.
Tom
That'd
Cruise,
be interesting, because he's like at the top of Scientology. Like, do you really
like
believe in this?
In general. Yeah,
and are
this
you just
it, yeah.
in it for monetary gain? What other secrets can you expose from all the what are they called when they hold the rods and you get all their blackmail out of them?
I don't know.
Oh, that's doing a reading, isn't it? Like,
I can't remember what it's called. There's a name word. For it, isn't there?
Oh,
they. Either way, he would know all the dirty secrets of everyone to keep them in Scientology so they don't expose truths. There would be so much shit in Scientology of like finding out stuff about people.
It would be definitely auditing, and also just like even like people who are like devoutly religious and stuff, I guess finding out if they truly believe or if it's
like a televangelist.
Yeah, like people who were literally like flying in on their jets that are paid for by you know their sheeple. It's just like, do you, I mean, but then again, like I said, are you going to be happy with the answer? Because the answer is probably just like, no, I am fucking loading these people over and I'm having a great life because of it. So it's like, oh, nice. The truth sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah, like, very much so. I imagine
it's just
be
answered
lots
everything
of that.
Obvious.
Yeah. Exactly. The thing is like, the scary thing is in the current climate that I think we're in it wouldn't have as much of an effect as we think it would either. Like, even if that person is on camera saying, I'm swindling all these people. He could literally just create another piece using his money and his power to rekindle his image. Or everyone just goes to another one where it's like, he wasn't a man of God, but I am. I'm not like the devil in disguise. I am the truth versus this guy who was clearly the Judas or whatever. I feel like I'm worried that it wouldn't destroy televangelists as a whole. It would just offset it slightly because people want to believe what they want to believe in. They will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, well, it's easier. Again, we've seen examples in politics as well where they've said openly terrible things and people have cheered that on and said, I admire their honesty, even though it's fucking me over in the long term. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not always pleasing to know the truth in that sense. But yeah, maybe what about animals? Talking to your animals, you know.
So you just want to talk to your animals.
So, well, no, I just don't know if that's we can throw that into
this unlocks the language
like,
potential.
An hour of discussion with your pet, and we go, oh, which food did you actually like? Because you've been a bit fussy about this one, and you didn't really make it clear. You left it for a bit, but then you ate it,
and
so
I've just
not sure
spent
if,
35 quid on a sack of it.
Yeah. Look, help me, help you.
I'd be terrified of learning some horrible truths about my dog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love you. I'm here for your food and your comfort. And I'd easily drop you for someone else that gives me more food than you. Also,
near your face, near my face again.
I'd hate to learn.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's like, you're disgusting, actually, and you stink. And I hate it when you touch me. So yeah. I'm worried. I'm worried about all these things.
Yeah.
It's like, I tolerate it because I get food.
All I smell is gooch when I'm around
you humans. Sounds like a cat more than a dog. But,
but you don't know.
The final thing I'd like to do, if I can do this crazy exploit and talk to general people and not be specific, I'd like to speak to a previous leader of the previous civilization before humanity.
Okay.
That's lost to time.
Okay. It's
been lost. There has no trace of it. There is no record.
Yeah. The civilization that grew to prosperity. We'll just have to find out
more about history.
No, the one that got super advanced and then there's no trace of them anymore.
The ancient Mesopotamians, is that who you're thinking of?
No. Like, they had quantum computers and stuff. I had a dream about it.
It's a dream. Just tying onto the other dream, or?
Well, there's still a space, right, for an entire civilization to have lived and died and left no trace. Hmm. In the scale of the Earth's existence.
How do you imagine they would leave no trace, though, as well?
Enough time for...
So much time has passed and...
There's no footprint, so to speak, of because of the amount of gravity and pressure applying to rocks and coal and stuff. There wouldn't even be fossils. It would just get to the point where even those have eroded away. Everything breaks down.
Okay. Land before time.
Exactly.
We find a whole civilization inside the core of the Earth.
Yeah. Oh. So imagine if you just... Oh, fuck. Wait, that worked? I'm speaking to an ancient civilization that is warning me of, like, that we had such advanced technology, but we just couldn't unite together as a people, and we destroy ourselves in the exact same way we're about to with all these, like... climate crisis shit and nuclear war and stuff.
Exactly. Where do you think oil comes from? It's just we get it from their old petrol stations underground.
When we drill for oil.
It's broken down Essos in there.
Yeah, we found another one.
Filled with gas.
Okay, apparently a TikTok person is saying that we are going to discover a new civilization this year. So fingers crossed for that one.
Nice.
TikTokers, I mean...
The fact that you said a TikTok person really nailed that one in the coffin.
Sorry, TikToker.
A TikToker. But it's just the fact that, yeah, like, what does that mean? Are they a scientist?
Yeah, they got the tick and everything.
They're just a theorist? They've got the tick. Okay, they've got the tick for the TikToks. That's fair enough.
There's a lot of doctors on TikTok that give some array of information that is all conflicting. And then they also... duet with each other, flaming the other person, saying like, what this guy's talking absolute bullshit. What you actually need to do is start eating broccoli on an hourly basis because that disrupts the metabolism. Yeah, and all that kind of bullshit. So yeah, but an advanced civilization that existed before us, that's who I'd like to talk to, please. If not, the maker of our simulation, thank you.
Well, okay,
brilliant. So and then someone just says, okay, maker of the simulation, if you're out there, appear for us for this urgent conversation for 1 hour with Chris Trott. It's Chris Trott's question time.
Yeah, I'd like an hour of honest conversation.
Chris Trott's question time.
Are we a joke to you? Are we just your plaything? Are we just an experiment? Or have you harnessed our energy source and you've put us in the matrix because we are juicy and tasty to battery power your robot advanced species? Is that what's going on here? Come on.
Yeah.
Please come don't on. Say instead, my just entire a... life is just a joke. More know. So than normal.
We are the ants on the rotting fruit.
Yeah.
Waiting to die.
Wow. Jesus Christ, have you ever seen,
keep it light. Let's keep it light.
We're keeping it light. Like, well, it's not that light. Again. Have you? Well, we covered the spectrum. The ants. Have you ever seen an ant's death loop?
Where they get stuck.
They follow each other. Yeah. They start following each other in a big circle until they fatigue and then die.
Yeah, because they lost their way.
They lost their way, so they're all following the last person, but they just create a loop and just follow each other and follow each other. There's a big deal of them, and then they all start fatiguing and just kind of like falling over themselves. And it's just like, wow. Like
That's AI pathing bugged out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I saw that the other day, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Nice.
Bugged out. Yeah, like, sorry.
Thank you.
Give that a bit of air time. Give that a bit more time.
Yeah, cheers. No, just want to let that stew.
Yeah, they bugged out. Yeah, that's good. But I thought that was impressive that I've only ever heard that before, but it's quite impressive.
Yeah, I saw
in
that.
In a negative way, sure.
Yeah. It's like the paradoxes of like the human brain, the flaws in the human brain, where there's like a hole in your optics and stuff like that, where it's just flaws that need to be patched out. Like ants can accidentally get stuck in a death loop because they don't have the right hormone or something to like lead them home.
Yeah, yeah, the pheromones trail.
It's nuts. We need a big ants. Update. Earth could
well,
do
we've been
with
watching
a big
documentary
patch.
About ants. That's why we. Nice. That's why we know so much about it.
Exactly. We keep watching them. That's the thing.
You never finish it though, do you? There's always
we never get to
the big
end.
Conclusion.
We're like, should we start from when we left off? Nah, start again.
Start again.
We know where this is leading.
Make sure the bath is running. For God's sake.
I'm already up there, don't worry. I'm already keeping it warm.
Just very specific reference there.
Well, I think we've gone far past our halfway point with the hypotheticals, but now is time, almost 30 minutes in, for our little ad break.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
There it is. Welcome Amazing. Back. If you were a patron supporter, of course, you would get the ad-free version, or maybe you were just lucked out and you didn't get an injected ad there. So congratulations.
Maybe they chose to listen to it on a platform where the ads were on there. That's on you.
That's
not on
nice.
Us. You had the option. You chose this. So
we'll
Sorry.
Get something for that. Pittance, but better than nothing, eh? Better patron support, though.
Yeah, his Patreon is great. It has really hoisted the podcast up to where it is today, which is actually much more consistent than it's ever been.
Yes, weekly.
Which is pretty good.
And let's treat you all now to some funny news this week, because it's been a while since we've really taken some time with it.
It has, and there is some funny news. There was some funny news sent to me by Snalty. Let's see what that was here. I think it's a reference to the Masked Singer. Have you seen the Masked Singer? You're aware of
I know of the show.
No, I do know what this is about, though. This is about the Rudy Giuliani thing, right?
Yeah. The fact that they even asked him to be on it is actually sickening. I know it's not funny. It's actually fucking stupid that they've asked this guy.
Can I have some context on this? What's happening?
So Rudy Giuliani.
Do you know what The Masked Singer is?
Yeah, you have a
celebrity. Masked Singer is like one of those
awful
fucking panel shows where you have four celebrity judges and they try and work out who is singing under this huge caricature animal mascot style suit. And what's happened is Rudy Giuliani's on the latest season, right? And they didn't know who it was, apparently. And then he reveals himself and like they're like, oh my god, it's Rudy Giuliani, and two of the people and the judges like walk out, but then they come back. It's bizarre, but I was thinking about this, Russ. Basically, you're abhorred because it's like this guy is A, currently being investigated criminally, I think.
Yeah.
B, is basically half responsible for being the sort of lunatic sideshow of a group of people that
Trump
have done more to harm American democracy, you know, in living memory than anybody else. So he's a complete, you know, massively divisive character. But the thing is, I don't think anybody who watches The Masked Singer would care about the context of Rudy Giuliani. I think that all the people that would be outraged about it are people that probably wouldn't watch this show. So it's sort of I can see why they've done it.
That's almost more annoying, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
it's just like awareness of these people in the sphere that's fucking up your country and trickles down to your livelihood eventually.
But
it's nuts that these people are being celebrated to a point where they're starring in a show, and it's just like that's fucked up.
So there's a part of me that everyone was in on it and they staged the whole walk off, and they knew that this would saw through the ratings and that there would be notorious articles written about it. We're talking about
why they would have chosen him in the first place, right? Exactly. They know that it would be controversial. It would be like, oh look, we've got this guy who's, you know, is it his hair dye
Went
down his face?
Yeah,
there was a joke on Always Sunny about it recently, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah, no, it's just disappointing more than anything. I'm just a disappointed father here.
Yeah, I mean, there's still people within the production of that show that just, yeah, that don't give a fuck. I mean, we just all need to know this. I mean, just don't watch the show. Like, you need to appreciate that, yeah, there are people within the production and casting of that show who literally don't care what Donald Trump or any of those other people did.
Entertainment figures in their eyes.
Yeah, they just don't care. And there are thousands,
a shit ton of money. Let's do it again.
Of people that think like that. Like, this is, again, we're in an echo chamber and a microcosm of people that feel as though we are politically aware that we want the best for the world, we want the best for our countries, we want the best for the people in it. That's how we feel, and those things are important to us. But there is gigantic swathes of people around us that do not think like that. And I guess you just gotta always just don't be surprised anymore, I suppose. It's just mad. Just try and live your best life. And because Jesus, you're fucked. Yeah, I mean, you are fucked. Like, yeah, we really are. Like, I said this to my mum the other day, what we were talking about. I'm trying to be a lot more positive about the world, because I kind of got to the stage of my mindset about of the world. It's just like, it's overwhelmingly negative. And I was just like, well, what the hell are you going to do about it? Like, what in you and in yourself, are you just going to live the remainder of your natural life hating things or being angry about things around you? Because you can't change a lot of things that you see every day, and you really only have control over yourself and the way that you are and the way you process things. And I mean, it is ultimately, yeah, fucking depressing. But then so is climate change. So is the political fortunes of our country. So is the fact that our own country is just getting fucking ravaged by a group of greedy psycho toffs. But like, you know, we just got to try and stay happy, stay positive, try and be good. Try and act good yourself, do good if you can, and just hope that we all pull through it through a collective, you know, consciousness, I hope. It's all you can really do, but yeah, it's a crazy old time.
And one way you can do such a thing is to get one of the new Build-A-Bears just launched.
I was waiting for you to get that. Yeah.
If you're looking for a horny teddy bear.
I was looking at the article, I'm like, let's get this in there somehow. Nice one. Build-A-Bear just launched an After Dark series of horny teddy bears.
I was trying to find a way to bring it back around.
Good. That was a good segue.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to imagine a situation where you'd want a horny Build-A-Bear. Like, as in, like, sometimes when just I'm in bed, I'm just maybe, like, yeah. Fuck, I wish I had a... Oh, right. So it's just literally to be like, we made you a sexy Build-A-Bear.
I think that's it. That's
I was thinking about like why would I want to buy a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, I think it's more just timing for Valentine's Day, isn't it? It's, you know, here's a little horny little bear that's, you know, dressed up ready to fuck.
Fucking bear.
It's like, fair enough. That fucking bear looks...
Do you like an erection attached to your bear?
Well, oh dear God, is that an option?
Erect nipples?
Well, you could, it's your bear to build, sir. So
you could even put a channel or opening, if you will, within the bear.
Oh my goodness.
I've put three vibrators inside Bear's body and then built in a funnel inside him. And I squeeze his hand and he starts to vibrate. And then I just fucking Build-A-Bear, horny edition.
So, yeah.
You teamed up with the lovely people at Fleshlight.
Fleshlight to make this. And it's got like those like stress ball eyes on it. So every time its eyes bulge,
it squeezes out of the sockets.
Holy shit. Well, if you're running out of ideas for Valentine's Day,
nice.
There you go, Bang a Bear, perfect.
There's not. I mean, well, more funny news. We need more funny news in general, because I mean, the stuff we've got is okay, I guess. But it's borderline not funny. It's more just like
it's a lot of drowning and people.
Weird. Well, that's the thing. Man keeping meth fueled attack squirrel is pretty
funny.
Good. I read a little bit about it after I bashed my way through the website trying to get to the thing I wanted to read.
It's awful, isn't it? It's all over the place.
But basically, a guy is being prosecuted because people have complained that he has a very aggressive attack squirrel that he sets on people when they come onto his property, and he's made it more aggressive by occasionally feeding it methamphetamine. So
it's animal abuse straight up.
It's animal abuse. Poor girl, for a start. But like, I mean, that's insane, isn't it? I was reading about meth yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And about
just
how...
reading?
Nice. Just he was reading. Taking it at the same time. Like, no, should I be taking this? Let's have a little Google.
Hold on. God. I want to be a responsible meth user. All right. And how do I do that? So I've got my pipe. So I'm there like with a YouTube video.
How do I just dabble? Do I have to sit on a doorstep or...
But no, it apparently isn't very fun. It's because it's just like meth. A super stimulant. Yeah. So like, it's not even like a high, so to speak. It just makes you really like wired as fuck.
Right.
So I imagine you could give it to a squirrel, and it probably would just make it extremely
what
agitated.
Dosage though, like to not kill it straight away.
I don't know. I'll have to ask the RSPCA.
Or this guy.
Or who? This guy. This guy's got it down to a T. He's the foremost expert on meth dosage.
I've got 50
dosage.
Squirrels, but I've got the right dosage now.
I've got the dosage nailed. This is
it's
it.
Good for getting the chores done, apparently. So, bit of meth, and boom, your house is clean in an hour. Really clean.
Vastero, I take my meth with ketamine, makes me really aware, but also super sleepy. It's like the quickest way to like feeling locked in. Like, I am so aware of the fact that I really don't want to move.
I'm so tired.
Oh God. Man.
Okay, no, but we really again, we do not condone drug use of this kind.
No.
We'll get a meth user on next week to see what happens.
Don't you can.
And then we'll all try it with them.
Don't do opiates. All
right? Don't do anything like that.
Don't do, well, but
buy a horny Build-A-Bear. Sure, that doesn't hurt anyone.
Well, I mean, the pollution, I suppose.
Don't give it to a kid.
Why not?
What, a horny Build-A-Bear?
Yeah.
It's just harder to explain.
How
why
can you tell that the bear
is
horny? Oh, what, just the dress, the way it dresses?
I don't know. I mean,
so you're saying you're telling a kid that
in the image that we showed
on how they dress.
Well,
what kind
saying,
of lessons are you teaching kids? Ross, you're going to be a terrible father.
I don't know. I'm not planning.
At least he's not like
having the snip.
I'm having the snip, homemade snip as well.
I watched a GIF on how the snip works the other day.
I've seen that, yeah. Do they tie it off? Or do they
they kind of like open the bag a little bit, pop out, like pull out the spaghetti, right? And then they sniff it, and then they clamp one end, right? And then they just let it go back in. Yeah. So one bit is just like a free dang, an end that's just like off loose because that's not where the production comes from. So they clamp the production end of the tube.
Stop.
So, yeah.
The thing is, you still have straight off the bat.
The thing is, you still have a load. So don't worry about that.
Well, because it's actually produced in two different places, right? This is
I think it's so where you get some of the other stuff.
Exactly. The piss is stored in the balls, and then the sperm is produced.
If you squeeze them hard enough, you can piss quicker. Increase the jet stream.
Again.
Try it at home. Try that.
Misinformation, this episode.
Yeah, misinformation.
It's all satire.
I squeeze my balls to piss because of Hadfield. Well, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Actually, they suck all the semen out, then put the balls back in. Thank you. It's so good to have so many doctors in chat.
A lot of doctors.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not wise advice to follow. We aren't doctors. But next week we will be. We'll take an online course, become doctors. And we will be explaining how you should be living your life.
Yes. Yes, we will. Indeed.
Oh, misinformation alert.
Wow, that just popped
look
up
at that.
On screen. If you were watching this, a misinformation alert just popped up. There was no audio alert. So if you're listening to this, keep doing it. Keep squeezing those balls. Piss fast.
Come on, squeeze harder. Squeeze harder, pussy. Bet I can piss faster than you guys.
If you are a doctor, though, and you'd like to send us some factual information, or maybe you are just a really funny person that likes scouring the news for funny stuff, and you want to send us some funny news, our email is where to do it, hatchet@hat-films.com. That's also the place where people send their fingles, much like Zach did. Thank you very much, Zach. For sending that in. We didn't comment on that.
We didn't spend any time talking about the finger. Let's talk about the finger. It was very rocky.
Thank you, Zach
time?
Pritchard.
I thought that. I thought that at the start. I was like, hold on, did we say anything?
We didn't
Zach
say
Pritchard did
word.
That. And it's like 2 minutes 30, so the ending of this will be the full song.
Good.
Thank you very much. If anyone would like to send one in, we'll be happy to showcase it on our next podcast. I've got a few to get through now, which is nice. So just keep listening. Maybe yours will turn up one day. Who knows? It might be years later, like I've done. So
years later, Chris Trapp will find that he has been
They used it in 2026. Nice, bro.
It's a good one. It reminded me of Buffy.
Yeah, it's got a very 90s rock era, yeah, TV series aesthetic. Right. On that That's note, maybe. I believe we've given enough mental trauma to our audience. We give them a lot of good information to
work with. The babies in the microwave, the home cutting of the tubes.
The ceremonial cutting of the tubes.
There's a bit of Putin talk.
Putin.
Putin him in his place.
Put it in my pooper.
And yeah, well, it's Chris Trott's birthday tomorrow. Let's all, in our heads, say happy birthday to Chris Trott. If you wherever you are, if you're in a toilet, maybe you're
in a lorry auras.
Or a van. Think about Chris Trott's birthday and the fact that he's aging one more year tomorrow. The day you might be listening to this,
older.
So much
be Chris
aging.
Trott's birthday. We do YouTube videos as well, by the way, and actually there is a YouTube video of Chris Trott enjoying his birthday in the most unique way on Hat Films. So go check that out if you feel happy enough. I don't fucking know.
He doesn't know. Get out of here.
I don't know. Get out of here. You should be watching the video by now. Why are you still listening?
What about other channel as well?
Well, Hack Gaming, where we do all of our gaming content. Yes, that's where all our gaming content lives, on Hat Films Gaming. Is it Hat Films Gaming? Yeah. It is, isn't it? That is correct. And of course, the Hat Chat YouTube channel is where you can watch this very podcast in action.
Indeed.
So yeah, links galore.
Plenty of plugs there. And let's plug this Hat Chat up and send it on its merry way. So thank you for listening to everybody. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay frosty. Don't microwave babies. Don't take meth.
Don't. That too. Don't do that.
Don't do meth. And we'll see you next week.
Don't do home surgery.
Don't do home invasions either.
Don't give meth to squirrels.
They hate it.
God, a lot of don'ts today.
I think we covered it all. Sweet. All right, we'll lead you off with Zach Pritchard's wonderful Fingal, and we'll see you all next week. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello there. You're currently listening to the Hat Chat Podcast. With your boys, Ross, Al Smithy, and Trotty Goose. And me, your musician, Mr. Zeke. You bring me in here with some sensual tones. Getting you lubed up. Don't get too comfortable, cause shit's about to fucking break down, bitch.